بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من مجلس حتى يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات: اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, rarely did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get up from an assembly without making the following supplication: Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahul bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik, wa min ta'atika ma tubalighuna bi jannatik, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. اللهم اتعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعل الله وارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. Allah bestow us with your fear to the extent that it comes as a barrier from your disobedience, and bestow us with your obedience to the extent that it conveys us to paradise. Bestow us with conviction which will make all the calamities of this world insignificant. O Allah, enable us to benefit from our hearing, eyesight, and strength for as long as you keep us alive. Make these senses to inherit us and enable them to remain with us till the end of our lives. Exact revenge from those who oppress us. Help us against those who are antagonistic towards us. Do not put us through trials and tribulations in our religious matters. Do not make the world our main concern, nor the limit of our knowledge. Do not empower over us those who have no mercy for us. So this is a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like subhanakallah wa hamdaka ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, we should learn this dua to Allah maqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahul bihi alayna, Allah maqsim lana min shurri ma Allah maqsim lana min shurri ma tahul bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bihi. Very, very comprehensive. If you look at the meaning of here, each part of the dua is exactly for us that we need. And imagine that type of khashiyat, fear of Allah, which will prevent us, which will be a barrier for us in our sins. Today we're full of sins with our ears, our eyes, our thoughts. Many times our thoughts are doing ghibat, thinking about people with all this, thinking bad, doing badzani, all that. So if a person has this fear of Allah, there's a barrier between you and your sins. How great. Like the dua that Rasulullah taught Hazrat Ali r.a. for Hibs. Allah marhamni bi tark al ma'asi abadan ma baqaytani. Allah have mercy on me as long as you keep me alive to enable me to avoid sins. Sins is very hard to avoid. If a person is accustomed and he gets habitual of certain type of ma'amulat, ibadat, if a person wakes up in the morning, 3 o'clock, he wakes up 3 o'clock, it's not hard for him. It becomes his nature. Fast on Monday, it becomes his nature. Tahajjud becomes his nature. Takbir Ola becomes his nature. But a beautiful, attractive woman passes by, not to look at her. Ah, that's hard. That's hard. So this is sabr anil ma'asiyah. Sabr anil ita'at, a person gets used to ita'at. But sabr anil ma'asiyah, this, and sabr anil bala, that's a different thing. Sabr anil ma'asiyah, sabr in, from ma'asiyah. So Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik, ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا. Today مصائب الدنيا. Today we're in this, everybody, instead of saying رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دينا, we're complaining. But look at this dua here. This ومن طاعت ما تقولين جنة ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. In that type of yakin, which will the masaib the dunya will become easy upon us. الله أكبر. اللهم اتعنا بأسمائنا وبصرنا وقوة المحيطنا واجعل الوارث منا وجثارنا من زلنا. And this, the people who do zulm upon us and those who are enemies, Allah help us. Look at the dunya right now. وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا. And don't, Allah, do not make the musibah, our religion, our musibah. Huh? Imagine, today people get trials because of their religion. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Dunya, dunya, dunya. This is the most important thing for us. What should be most important for us? Akhirat. But today, how are we? Dunya, dunya, for materialistic things. This is why, for the حب الدنيا رأس كل خطية, the love of the dunya is the root cause of all vices, all sins, all corruption, all disobedience of Allah. It's the love of dunya. So وَلَا تَجَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. That don't make dunya the most worrying thing for us, and you know, dunya, 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 this is all day and night. And وَلَا مُبْلَغْ عِلْمِنَا in the intiha, in the final of our knowledge. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. The ummats, do not put upon us those who will not have mercy upon us. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ. Very, very lovely dua. Everybody should learn this dua. Our ustaz is a man fazli haqsab. Damat barakatuh in Mishkat Sharif in the 5th year of our alim course, just before we graduated. And when this narration came, he told us to learn it. So we learned that اللَّهُمَّ قَصِّلْنَا مِنَ خَجَمَاتِ بِهِ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ مَعَصِ. And people don't act upon this sunnah. Many, you don't hear people. They read Subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka. It's very rare that Rasulullah finish a majlis without making dua. Another thing we learn from this is a collective dua. All the zamir that Rasulullah used in this is na, us, not myself. Allah mean it. So it was a collective dua he made at the end of majlis. And sahabas probably said, I mean, so the people who said, there's no such thing as collective dua, yeah, if you made this, it's sahabas, Allah enable us to act upon it. We should learn this dua. Take out some time to learn. If you learn one portion every day, Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma bayna wa bayna ma'asik. Let's just learn that much. All day read that. Then learn the other part. All day read that. So you read that about 50, 60 times in the day. Each part you'll learn it. So take a picture of it. And every day just learn a bit of it, bit of it, bit of it. Just one sentence with the meaning. And then section of the meaning. Then join the two sentences. That's the way you do hips too, right? So in about 20 days, 15 days, by the end of Zilhijjah, inshallah, you'll know the dua of Bahar. Without any effort. A very, very comprehensive dua. Everything of dunya and akhirat for us. Allah enable us to, subhanAllah.